A good Erev Shabbos. I'm a little bit overwhelmed, as well as I'm sure some of you are, as it's fair to say, I'm not trying to be over dramatic here, but it's fair to say that the world is shaking. And it's also fair to say that I think it's the last 2-3 weeks is the first time I've heard from people across the board that COVID's finished. I think for the first time, many, many faces that I haven't seen for many, many, many months, even years, have finally been showing. And right then, happened to be, we're in a possibly a world mess. What's going on? What I feel I need to share with you, we're standing here, Parshas Shkolim. Parshas Shkolim is our first preparation for the big days of Purim and Pesach coming ahead. What we need to internalize is the preparation for Purim, is the Chatzi Shekel we announce. Everyone's gotta come and give their Chatzi Shekel. We need to understand what was behind this Machtis HaShekel. It will set us straight why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us these earth-shattering events. And what he wants. Out of every chet, let's look at when the Machtis HaShekel started. When Shabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you, tells us the Magen Avraham and others that what was the very first thing he told Klal Yisrael? Okay, we need to rectify this situation. We're going to have everybody give this half shekel. For what? What was the point of this half shekel? To go and build a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that love that we want to now go back to. The point of the Machtis HaShekel was we're going to, with love, create a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be amongst us. Because after a chet, after a sin, after being distant, the most important thing is that getting back to that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after this chet of the eagle, that's what we came and did. Why we asked before Purim to go ahead and make this gesture again of the half shekel to bring about this relationship again. I mean, everyone remember what happened on Purim was very, very interesting. For the only time in our history, the entire Klal Yisrael was threatened. Why the whole Klal Yisrael? Because Ahasuerus was the king of the entire world. And under his leadership, they were going to kill every Jew. Now, if I asked you, what was the crime? What was the crime, you think, the Aveiro? That we would get to the point that every single Yid should be killed. And you would think, why would be the Aveiro? So the Gemara asks this question. Why? And the Gemara says something that's mind-blowing. You know what, Chet? Because they had pleasure from the suit of Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus made a party. The food was 100% kosher. It was Mahadrin. And the Yidden ate kosher meat, kosher wine. But they had pleasure from Ahasuerus' party. For that crime, what's the punishment? Finished. Klal Yisrael's over. Till we came back with that love, we re-accepted the Torah, And what are the, what did Chazal tell us? Our Chatzi Shekel pushed away all the Shkalim that Haman gave. But let's understand, what was so bad? You need to understand the depth of that party. Let's understand, what was the celebration that Achashverosh was celebrating? He made a calculation that we're up to 70 years. And there was a prophecy, there was a nevuah that said that 70 years after the first Chorban, the first Beis HaMikdash goes down, comes the second one. The second Beis HaMikdash is built. He miscalculated and he had number 70. And he goes, aha, there will never be a second Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is finished. And B'nai Yisrael, on a party that was giving up hope that there was ever going to be a gula, there was never going to be a redemption, Klal Yisrael went and somehow was fine partying with them. That means that they gave up hope that there's never going to be a gula. That's what that means. What's the only avera that can warrant HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroying all of Klal Yisrael? Only one avera. The avera, because we gave up hope that we're ever going back home. That was the avera that got us into the trouble that we did. You need to understand that. We are living in times just like that. The average one of us, I'm sorry to be so strong, gave up. Yeah, Mashiach, no Mashiach, we're doing fine. We're comfortable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the last 5 years is trying to make us uncomfortable. If you go through the history, each thing came as the last one finished. There was a tax on Jewish centers. First time in anyone's lifetime in the United States of America. Happened once. Second time. Happened a third time. Happened on a Hanukkah in Muncie. Nobody woke up. Because Boko says, I don't want to just continue killing Jewish kids. You know what? Not violence. Let's shake up the whole world with the coronavirus. The whole world. And every one of us here, especially those of you that kept along, because we spoke about it every week through the entire virus. Not to lose focus. Because Boko goes ahead and says, okay, I'm going to stop that Jews are comfortable. I'm going to make not only the Jews, the whole world to be uncomfortable. Things are going to, prices are going to go flying up. People are going to die. Hospitals are going to lose faith in politicians. We're going to lose faith. Chazal say, what's the prediction that's going to happen before Mashiach comes? Chazal say, we're going to lose faith in everything. Prices are going to go shooting through the roof. We go ahead, 2 years of COVID. As I mentioned last week in Shul, now everyone's saying, you ready for this? Direct quote from all the people you know, and I know, and myself. Baruch Hashem, life can go back to normal. COVID's gone. That has become the perspective of Yidden. That means 2 years, all the tragedy that happened, poof, waste of time, up in smoke. What's wrong with us? We've given up hope. We don't even think that this happens because of that. This past Shabbos, I mentioned in Shul that the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim write, when there's a war, when Russia starts attacking and invading Ukraine, that's the Vilna Gaon's Siman Mashiach is going to come. Now, does that mean it's for sure? Absolutely not. What the Vilna Gaon wrote, and this is documented, written 200-300 years ago, that when Ukraine and Russia go to war, it's an opportune time. The world's going to shake to the point that we're ready for Mashiach. But not if everyone's just looking at CNN and Fox News and all the other things, listening to the commentators and saying, oi, if this president would have been and that president, are we missing the boat? Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking to the Ukrainians? Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking to the Russians? He's talking to the Yidden in America and Israel and all over the world. You are so comfortable, you gave up hope. You don't care if Mashiach doesn't come. Remember, we made that mistake in our history. But in Nesa Purim, we gave up on our relationship. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the case, there's no reason for you to live. What's the point of Shabbos Shkolim that we're going into now? If you look at the Musaf, and you look at the Yitzris, or Panecha Aleinu Nesa, all we daven for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, give us that lovely relationship, that loving. We want to miss you. We want that. Want to feel you. We want to yearn for you. What was the Machzis HaShekel? To build a base of Mikdash for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We gave our money and our life to bring Hakadosh Baruch Hu in our midst. That's where we're supposed to be. Yearn. Again, please. I'm talking to myself as well. I'm not giving anybody Musar here, Chas V'Shalom. I'm just crying. Because what more does Hakadosh Baruch Hu need to do so the Yidden should turn to him and say, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we want to get out of here. If it wasn't the attacks that we finally felt uncomfortable in America, and it's not coronavirus, what? Now there's going to be a war. Chas V'Shalom, who knows what could happen? World shaking. Who knows how many countries are going to get involved? Lo'yaleinu, what's going to be with the Yidden there? They're in a tremendous danger. I'm just asking them to think. The Chatzi Shekel means you're going ahead and you're giving from your precious money, from your precious self. For what? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in your life. Remember what happened when we decided we didn't need Hashem in our life. We went to Achashverosh's party that was celebrating the gloom of Klal Yisrael, that there's never going to be a Gula. That was Achashverosh's party. Look at Rashi and the Megillah. Very simple. The Gemara Megillah. Achashverosh said the Jews have no hope. He calculated that the Nevuah of 70 years is not happening. And the Yidden did not lose their appetite. They were able to enjoy the Suda of Achashverosh. You understand? It sounds absurd, right? We're the same thing. We're sitting here just oblivious. There will be a Gula. There won't be a Gula. Who cares? What else? So let's see. We tried the attacks on Yidden. We tried coronavirus. We're trying war in Russia. You're going to follow the news. Open up your Tehillim. Make sure from today on, Yerushalayim Yircha, Esemach David. We got to do it. What more are we going to do? What are we waiting for? We need to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. And if you pay attention, you'll see how one Sarah, the second cloud, everyone just raised up their hand and said, oh, Corona's over. Ah, oh, really? Boom. Let's go. Now we have a world war. What? We're not that silly. We're smarter than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that this year Shabbos Shkolim. Shkolim is the prerequisite for Adar Beis. We're being Mavarchim Chodesh Adar Beis. It's a man of Simcha in Klal Yisrael. The Mazel of Klal Yisrael is booming strong for Adar Beis and the Chodesh Nisan. There are Yidden that are in a very difficult situation in the Ukraine now. Very, very difficult. Chas V'Shalom, the government here falls apart. The people there are who are terrible. There's many, many, many far right people that are dangerous parties there that are ready to destroy Klal Yisrael in Ukraine. It's very scary. We can't sit and say, well, in America we're safe. We're safe nowhere. A Ukrainian Sarah, the fact that the Rav of the Ukraine sends out an email that he has generated, they're hiding, not exactly, a letter that he wrote publicly. You can check Rabbi Bleich's letter. He wrote, he's hiding. They took generators, they took food. They're hiding. The Yidden in Kiev are hiding. This is not a Holocaust. I'm telling you a modern day story. Of Yidden in hiding, scared for their lives. We need to think about this. Because Baruch Hu should help us in this chus. Remember what we want from the Machzis HaShekel. Give up from yourself. Give up your time for Tehillim. Give up your time for another Blat Gemara. Take from your money. Give it to Tzedakah. A Chesed fund, a shul, a yeshiva. It makes no difference where. Something that's close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's chus. The terror that's going on now should stop. The Mageva should stop. Anti-Semitism should stop. All this should stop. But how? Not the world going back to normal. With the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Have a wonderful Freilich Shabbos.